Hey, folks. So on the morning that we recorded this episode, I actually heard the news of the death of Stuart Cable, the original drummer from the Stereophonics, the Welsh rock gods themselves. And we had every intention of actually opening this episode with a tribute to him, but we got sidetracked with so many other things going on. So we'd just like to say at this point that this week's episode is dedicated to Stuart Cable, the original drummer of the Stereophonics, one of my personal favorite bands, a band that I have seen live many times. Unfortunately, I only ever got to see Stuart play with them once, as his personal demons kind of ended up in him no longer being in the band, shall we say. But it is a tragedy to hear of him going so young, and this week's episode goes out to you, Stuart Cable. So if you haven't already, check out the Stereophonics. You lucky fuckers, you get a special episode this week.
After a night of too much alcohol and not enough clear thinking, I can unfortunately confirm that AK does in fact have herpes. Legend in my spare time contains themes and subjects that may not be suitable for everyone listening. If you're easily offended, or under the age of 21, you may want to get your podcast on elsewhere.
Thank you for joining us for part one of this two-part special episode. Be sure to check your download for part two of our show with special guest Sir Ollie of London.
It's like masturbation in my ear.
And now, live from the Matt Cave 2.0, please welcome your hosts, the Reverend Dan Davies and Matt Emethan Lease. No mistake, I smell that smell. It's that time
of year again. I can taste the... Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, live and in person for the first time from the Matt Cave 2.0. Only 6 days shy from the world event that they do call, indeed, the World Cup. Welcome to episode 24,
y'all,
of Legend in My Spoutism. I am the Reverend Dan Davies.
And I'm Matt motherfucking Leeds.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
And our guest this week, A to the K.
Oops.
No, AK. Oh,
we fucked it all up.
He's at the clinic.
Yeah. We, as you guys may have heard, the lovely lady that did our intro for us while she was here in the Matt Cave recording it,
Beth,
she got tagged by AK, and now she has herpes. So another strike against AK. But in all honesty, folks, my name is Matt Motherfucking Lees.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Here he is, the Reverend Goddamn Davies.
That's right. That's right. And sitting beside me is the Dirty Dutchman.
That's right.
Tim Van Bee.
How y'all doing?
Yes. You got a few more days until we're no longer friends, Van Boss.
You know what? We weren't really that good of friends in the first place. I don't know if it's that big of a loss.
Why is he officially not friends?
Well, because as of Friday, the World Cup starts, and then the divides all come out. He's Dutch.
Who even watches that shit?
Every fucking buddy.
Kay? I bet you most Americans don't.
Oh, okay, you're right. The Americans is the gauge that we should judge this by.
Yeah, hey, I'm changing it all up now.
Oh, are you?
Epiphany, yeah. I'm going Yankee. Yankee Doodle Dandy all the way.
Because Zach's voicemail made you cry, now you're pro-American?
Zach, that hurts my feelings too.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Shut the fuck up.
Can I bring up the statement that American football should really be called hand egg?
Yes, I'm with you on that one. Because, you know, they don't use their feet, and they're Americans. Fuck you, America.
Well, it doesn't look like a ball.
They use their feet, you dumb son of a bitch.
Yeah, but not often enough to call it football.
Yeah, with soccer, it's a foot and a ball.
Yes.
In football, quote unquote,
right,
you've got hands, and the ball looks like an egg. Ergo, it should be called hand egg.
I'm in. From now on, I'm only referring to it as hand egg.
All right, well, it's a better sport.
What?
Real men play American football.
No, you don't get to talk about it anymore.
And poor kids kick balls into nets. That's the way
I
see it.
You know what? If I knew anybody from England, I would get them on the line and get them to bitch at you. You're lucky I got nothing right now.
The Limey's got nothing anyways.
And I'm glad I played rugby in high school, so fuck you guys.
You played rugby?
Rugby is a respectable sport.
And soccer isn't? No. I'm sorry. I
told you
soccer.
Soccer is for poor kids.
No, you're making me angry.
No, man. That's what they play in the slums. Well, you know it. The slums worldwide. Soccer, because all you need is a rock to kick around.
You know what? The stadium that Manchester United play at, Old Trafford, is not a slum, motherfucker. And they get 80,000 people a week.
That's
live,
right.
Live, in person.
Because people like to come and watch the poor kids kick the ball.
Poor kids?
It's a great marketing tool.
These guys make hundreds of thousands of dollars a week. What the hell is wrong with you?
I feel bad for them.
You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk about hand egg anymore. You're not allowed to talk about hand egg.
You know what?
Anymore.
When they introduce body contact into your little footy ball.
No, it's then, not all about
then
violence.
Then it becomes a sport. Yes.
You're a big fucking dumb
it's
brute.
Blood.
That's all you are.
It's about blood.
Blood and semen. That's all you're into.
Well, yeah. No, more pussy than semen.
No, know. No ejaculating and no blood. You said that to me once.
That's what's entertaining.
Ejaculating and blood is entertaining because you are a fucking creep. Do not blaspheme the greatest sport in the world, especially not after Friday when the World Cup starts, because I'll kick you off this goddamn podcast. I don't give a fuck.
The best players come from the ghettos of their country.
So? What does that mean?
It's a poor kid's
game. The best
game.
Blues musicians came from the slums of theirs. Does that mean they're scumbags? No, it means you're a big dummy.
Actually, you know what? I bet a lot of the good blues musicians were real fucking scumbags.
Right, exactly. The original blues guys were
you
the original.
Are, Matt.
I'm a scumbag?
Yeah, you're slightly blues.
Yeah, and I'm slightly a scumbag, too.
You're definitely a scumbag.
Well, at least I know what key to play harmonica in.
Hello! Only because Sean Stockholm told you which key I was out of.
No, the whole universe could tell you were out of key, sir.
I could tell, too. That's why I gave up.
And you switched to the kazoo?
Yeah.
Hey, that was the logical move.
Listen, if you guys are listening locally, fuck going to see the Matt Lees band. Go see Sally Chancer just so you can see this big retarded drummer scream in a harmonica in the wrong key. And I'm just so amazed that AK hasn't hit you with his guitar yet.
He doesn't know the fucking difference either. That's the problem. No one ever said that we were good or that we knew what we were doing.
Hey, now I never said you weren't good. Now you're putting hurtful words in my mouth. Oh. I'm saying AK's awesome, and you're just there. You're
the
scenery.
True.
You're like the Christmas tree in the room. You're there, and it's all right. But
I'm the hype man. That's
you
all.
Are the hype man.
That's about it.
And then every now and again, he goes, I would dare you dare. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I love that AK remembers all the words, because I sure as shit don't.
Yeah, I don't even know if AK does, because sometimes I think he just does his mumble.
Yeah, definitely. He goes real soft.
Yeah, I do that too, though. I do that a lot when I don't know the words. I just start mumbling.
Whatever gets you through the gig.
Exactly. Whatever gets you through the night.
We're not getting paid enough to know all the words. That's the way I see it.
How are you guys not getting paid enough? You play 7 nights a week.
Oh, we get paid.
Just not enough per gig
to
be professionals.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Because you're only playing an equivalent, like how many hours do you log in? 20 hours a week on stage?
Oh,
minimum?
Geez. No.
You probably log that in gigging, just probably not on stage. I mean, like getting there, setting up.
Well, that's
down.
What I mean.
Okay,
yeah. So yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So at 20 hours a week, you can't be bothered to print off the lyrics.
Yeah.
Or practice.
Or put any effort in, really.
When you play 20 hours a week, you don't need to practice. If the Matt Lees band played 3 nights a week, we'd be tighter than we are.
Not yeah, right. But that's because you guys have talent.
Oh. Did you hear that, Reverend? Yeah. What he did there was he insinuated that my band has talent and that your band is a bunch of hacks.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's what he did.
I'm going to insinuate that both me and Matt Lees are in working bands that make money.
Well, Matt Lees' band doesn't really make money, man. But I'm with you. Go ahead. Make fun of him. I'm with you. Go ahead.
You get invited to shit.
That's right. I just want to put it out there so that somebody listening isn't like, Matt doesn't make money.
You know what? People ask us to play.
Yeah, they do. What are you playing on Friday? The Muskrat Festival?
That's right. Woo! Yeah, baby.
I bet you.
In Wingham, Ontario. I'm fucking stoked.
I bet
for
you
real.
AK called you and said, Rev, we got a gig at the Muskrat Festival. Yeah.
Actually, I did. I called him.
And you were all excited?
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, it's called the Muskrat Festival. How can you not be excited?
I mean.
Like, what sound does a muskrat make? Does anyone know?
No, no, that's the sound that the Reverend makes on his stage show.
That's what I say.
I don't really know what a muskrat sounds like.
I wish I knew, because I would try to imitate it maybe on stage on Friday.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Don't worry.
Oh, coughing.
Just make noises like you usually do.
I think I might, there's a lot of things I might do.
That's right. But one of them isn't come to Zombie Night on Friday, you fuck.
Well, no, I gotta go and make money, dude.
You're gonna make $20. When in reality, you could be here drinking Jello shooters and playing Zombie Game with me and Van Boss.
I wish I could do both. I really do.
That's fair. So, for any of you that are local, Friday night at my crib at the Matt Cave 2.0, there is a Zombie Game night. None of you are invited. I'm just telling you that it's going to happen. So, Friday night, think of us because we'll be having a great time. I'm going to get drunk. And first round, I'm going to kill Mike's character. Our buddy Mike's coming.
That's solid. Are you going to do that before the end of the scenario or like mid-scenario?
Maybe mid. Like, he's, I'm going to wait until he does something cool and thinks he's getting his game on, and then I'm going to roll to chop his head off.
Okay.
Well, you know what you got? Just make sure that you're in a situation where you can do that, where you're close to winning, and you can probably pull off the win all on your own.
Right. Who needs those fuckers?
And then just go to town on them.
Yeah. Same with Tara. I'll leave her behind if I have to.
Funny thing, you should actually bring that up. I'm thinking about putting in some house rules where I give each player a secret mission. I might tell one person, you need to be a douchebag.
But we only prize. But the people, other people don't know.
Exactly.
That is a fantastic idea.
And then I might tell another person, you need to heal somebody. And give them little things, and as soon as you do it, I'll give you a weapon or a fucking med kit.
I think it's a great idea. Do it. You should write them down, though.
I will. And I'm going to have business cards turned down.
That's awesome.
And I hand them out beforehand. So even
see what you're missing out on,
dude. I know.
Modifications,
I know. I wish I could be there.
Dude. It's going to be fucking
such a nerd.
Tits.
Hey, this
I'm so excited.
Topic. On that Star Trek poster that was up on your screensaver.
Yeah.
Is that Siler that plays Spock? Siler from Heroes.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. I don't know. I could be wrong. And Zach is probably listening right now going, no, it's not. It's fucking.
I know he's from. The guy who plays Siler on Heroes.
I think he's from. I know he's from something else.
Yeah, that show didn't get renewed. I think
last season
was it.
And there was another show that got canceled that was kind of hype, too. Better Off Ted.
Which is
fucking hilarious, but it got canned.
The only show that I was ever really pissed that they canceled was Pushing Up Daisies.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that one, man.
It was very, good. Surreal. It was like Tim Burton meets live action. I don't know. Very surreal, very big, and it was a smart, witty comedy.
Right.
But, you know, probably
canned.
The poor soccer fans didn't get it. So they,
why do you have to go back and attack soccer?
They pulled it off the air, right?
But, you know, kids can't afford the...
Well, yeah, they don't even...
Yeah.
If you take one more shot at football...
All right.
I'm going to get somebody British on the line.
Okay, well, okay.
Just saying.
Okay, well, listen. Where's the... FIFA's being held in what, South Africa this year?
That's right.
Okay, where's Somalia in that area? Like, does it border South Africa?
Not in the least.
No?
No.
Because they don't even get to watch it, eh? It's on their continent, and they can't even fucking watch it.
South Africa?
Well, Somalia. I listen... South Africa, well, I listen, know it's a country, right? It's not just the southern half of Africa, right?
You
do know that, Rev.
That's why I'm speaking about countries, Tim.
Just checking.
I'm talking about countries, not... And that's why I said it's on their continent, not in their country. You get it?
Yeah, I'm getting it. I'm just making sure you're getting what you're saying.
All right. I know exactly what I'm saying.
If I'm on the page and you're on the page, then, man, we got a book.
All right.
See, you guys are going to fight soon. No, I listened to a very interesting audio radio show thingy about the World Cup today, talking about how, you know, the segregation between rich and poor in South Africa is fucking insane. It's the worst country in the world for that.
Cape Town, motherfucker.
And there are a bunch of people that apparently make their living at the football stadiums by selling T-shirts, posters, scarves, whatever. But FIFA has a rule that states that nobody can sell anything unofficial within 500 meters of the stadiums.
Or what? Get shot, probably
Go to jail.
Like jail time and shit. But for these guys who make their living by selling T-shirts, now FIFA's saying, no.
That's retarded.
And one of the guys actually said that the unemployment rate in South Africa has actually gone down at this point because they hired multitudes of people to build all the stadiums. Now the stadiums are done. All the guys are out of work again.
Okay, but that's like having a government-sanctioned orgy and then not allowing the lube salesman on site. That's just fucking stupid.
Right, I'm with you there, but...
Did you hear about the condom ads and stuff like that?
No.
There's going to be like... Because South Africa has like the highest AIDS rate in the world, they're going to be really pushing condoms.
Huh.
And they're... Something about they're going to be giving... You'll have to look it up. I just caught the tail end of the article on... Well, not the article, the cast on CBC Radio, but they're going to be giving out free condoms here and there, but they got to be careful because there's like groups that are against them in that aspect.
Right? Sounds like high school.
You know what? They told the South African people a few years ago. You know, to address the AIDS thing.
Pull out.
They said to fight AIDS, eat more garlic, onions, and lemons.
No, that was like the Catholic.
That was South Africa telling their people. Listen, you're not going to get sick if you eat more of these, the antioxidants,
no,
basically.
No, I heard it was you won't get AIDS if you pull out and come on your face.
No, that's pregnant.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it! This is why I have 7 children that nobody knows about. There are 7 Matt Juniors out there.
Yeah, you can't make a baby in the asshole either, Matt, in case you didn't know.
Fair Actually, enough. Rev, you probably could, depending on which way gravity was working.
Yeah, fair enough. Is there? You think those
take it from a Dutchman, right?
Hey-o! Now listen, I don't mean to cut off this this storyline, but for once in our careers, we got to get it right on it like that. We have things to do today. We have a lot to get to for this episode 24. So the first one of that is we got mail.
Mail time.
And the mail that we got may actually start a debate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull it up on the massive LCD 50-inch screen that is on our wall here at the Matt Cave
2.0.
And I know it's not actually 50 inches, Tim. Don't give me that.
Dude, I wasn't going to say shit.
All right. So we're opening the Legend mail bag, and the Rev is going to read out this letter that we got. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Matt and the Rev.
No, you're not in it. Fuck you, Tim.
I'm a new listener from Grove City, Ohio. My name is Darren, usually spelled Darren, and I'm 15.
Uh-oh.
I just started listening 2 days ago, and I'm on episode 21. So that means your show is fairly awesome, or I don't have a life. Probably the latter, spelled ladder.
I know. Oh, Darren.
But nonetheless, the show is funny, and I'm on this train wreck till the end, or at least until you guys start to suck ass. I'll be in touch later with Am I an Asshole.
All right. So then I basically asked him, how did you hear about us? And his response was,
I'm a listener of Misinfo. And when I heard the message you guys left for their on 100th episode, I decided to check you guys out. And it's one of the better choices I've ever made. P.S. Since I started listening, I have become a fan of the Matt Lees Band. So when are you guys going to get that shit on iTunes? Because I will definitely buy that shit. Right on.
Darren, welcome to the fold. Welcome to Legend in my spare time.
You're in.
Now, let's just do it. 15 years old. Do you think he's too young to listen?
No, I don't.
Well, that's not what you told me at Walmart yesterday, motherfucker.
Walmart, when you were shopping for panties.
Yeah, I
that
saw.
That was funny.
I for saw real?
The, I Dude. Was down the food aisle and he was holding up panties.
Now, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Unbelievable.
Tell the truth.
Well, okay, and you had condoms.
I tried to make the Rev angry when I saw him with his shopping cart. So I tried the best to get a good run-up so I could ram my cart into his. And as I hit my cart into his, he gave this fucking stink eye. Like, who the fuck are you?
He ran me down. Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, I gave you the slow up look.
You
like,
did.
Because I had my head down. I was looking where I had some fruit or something. I slowly started to look up. And there he is with his shit-eating grin. Gotcha!
Okay, so anyway, let's get back to Darren. Darren, at 15, you're very impressionable. But he's already listening to Misinformation, so it's Zach's fault. Can we agree?
Yep.
Yep.
That's two.
I'll give it a maybe.
Okay.
Do you really blame the cocaine for the guy that gets addicted to meth?
No, but you blame the dealer who sold it to him the first time.
So then we got to blame the internet. Fuck you, internet and Bill Gates.
No, Zach.
No, but Zach.
Don't talk about Bill Gates. He's probably listening.
No, I don't.
No, we can't bash Apple. We can bash Bill Gates all
okay,
we fucking
fuck
want.
Fuck you, Bill Gates.
Yeah. Steve Jobs is off limits, but Bill Gates is fair
exactly.
game.
Yeah, rule number two of having a podcast on iTunes is you do not talk about iTunes.
Yeah.
I can show you guys. It's pretty interesting. So you don't think it's a bad thing that Darren is listening? I mean, we're happy to have your numbers, Darren. Get your friends listening, too. But anything bad comes from this. Tell your parents you heard it on Misinformation.
Fuck it. We've got the disclaimer. It's all fine.
Yeah, the disclaimer says if you're under the age of 21. So, Darren,
you're
on your own.
You may not want to listen to
right.
us.
Right,
yeah.
You're on your own, Darren.
So, Darren may not want to listen to us, but he may want to listen to us.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Darren to be listening to us is probably pretty fucking on the ball.
That's fair. He's probably a pretty intelligent dude. He heard misinformation, and then he was like, these guys suck. I'm going to jump over to Legend in my spare time. So now we've got Darren. Now,
poaching.
Here's what I'm also going to assume, that Darren is probably a virgin. If he's anything like Van Boss, he'll be a virgin until he's 30. But if he's a 15-year-old,
fuck,
he probably hasn't been laid yet. So I'm thinking we should make it our personal mission to get Darren laid by somebody his own age. Not some
or older.
Well, older. Oh, fine. Fine. But I think we should make it our mission to get him laid.
Actually, yeah, sure.
How much would it cost to get a plane ticket for Bullet Belt to go to Ohio?
Oh, I wouldn't do that to him.
We don't want to do that
to
Darren yet.
That's not how you start a long and healthy career.
No, we like Darren right now. We don't want to, you know what I mean? If your first experience is Bullet Belt, he's guaranteed going to go to the cock.
Yeah.
And in which case, we could send him to AK.
Oh!
Or Dave K.
Or Dave K. Oh!
Even better.
Oh, this is amazing. So
I'm down with Darren listening. I think that's fucking great.
It's good that makes
right
too.
On. Okay, so we got something. We got a game to play. Hold on here.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
Okay, so this week for Am I an Asshole? We have one from the man we were just discussing, Darren. I am watching The Breakfast Club. Am I an asshole?
Oh.
You know, I got to go no, because fucking, what's his name? Judd Nelson?
Judd Hirsch. No,
no that's Judd Taxi. Nelson, yeah. Judd Hirsch was Taxi.
All these fucking Judds, man.
Judd Nelson. There's only two.
There's Winona. There's Ashley.
That's last name.
There's two D's in that Judd.
Yeah.
It's still a Judd?
No, so Judd Hirsch. No, yeah. Now you're fucking
two D's in Judd Hirsch, too. Or
wait,
Judd Nelson.
Is there?
Yeah, which is the... Okay, I'm confused now. Who's the guy in Breakfast Club?
Doesn't matter.
Nelson, you're right.
He is a bad
time.
Motherfucker. Breakfast Club is awesome. Matt MF and Lee's, the only vote that really matters, Darren, says no, you're not an asshole.
I don't even know. What Breakfast Club, it was an 80s classic, right?
That's right. So he's not.
I guess it depends on which character you identify with most.
Fuck it. I'm calling him an asshole.
Why? Because you associate with the nerd and it gives you sore feelings to watch Breakfast Club?
That was me. That and the kids of today. I'm going to go off on a fucking rant about the youth of today, the growth hormones and the meat that are fucking kids' biology. And most importantly, the fact that you're taking what is our generation's classic cinema. Uh-huh. I'm saying our generation between the ages of 25 and 30. So very narrow demographic.
Sorry,
here. Yeah, fuck you, Rev.
You're above that.
Yeah, no, but...
Fucking 40-year-old.
But taking it back, taking all these movies that were, you know, pulp bullshit movies that we all loved. Yeah. Let's not hate. Breakfast Club was what it was. And
don't
you're making
you
it, forget about me.
Sorry, you were doing something nice there, Tim.
Kids, quit turning our classics into kitschy bullshit.
Yeah, like the Karate Kid remake?
Yeah!
Fuck you. Fuck you, Jackie.
The anger in that. What's going to come after that?
It's not the kids, man.
No. It's
the
kids.
Fucking industries that are doing it.
And who's feeding the industry?
It's the cash
who's the dollar?
Cows,
who's
man.
The dollar? Exactly.
Because the 80s shit is cool again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But if
the only thing I hate about that is the fucking tapered jeans, man. Jesus Christ.
Really?
Jeans, you have a problem with?
Tapered.
You are so jeans. Fucking gay.
Exactly. If you're wearing tapered jeans.
I'm talking about you getting upset about the tapered jeans.
Yo.
I don't get it,
yo,
man.
Van Boss totally just called you gay. Did you get that?
Damn boss doesn't know what he's talking about. We all know that.
Fair enough. Now, there is a one point that we missed there about, I think I know another reason Darren might be an asshole.
Why is that?
Because he said that he listened to 21 hours of us in 2 days.
That's fucking killing.
Dude, 2 days. You know that in 2 days, it's only, I'm not a math guy, but it's only 48 hours.
That's OCD.
That means he listened to us for a full day.
I just can't get enough.
Wow, he listened to you for a day.
No, I'm only on, what, half of those?
You're on more than half
episode,
now.
Episode 9 up.
We'll call it two-thirds.
We've crossed over into the point of nobody knows who Dave K is anymore.
Yeah, I guess so. Dave
fuck
K is
you, Dave.
Dead to us.
He is.
Dead.
Sorry, you're a better co-host than him anyway.
Oh, thanks, man.
You going to start sucking him off now?
No, that's your job, fag.
That's why we bring you in.
You're here to suck the dick and mop it up after.
And this is my last episode. Everybody that's listening, fuck these guys. I don't know.
If you quit this podcast, what the fuck are you going to do with your time?
He's going to paint figurines.
Yes! Exactly. Oh, you know what? Wait. Here. You call me and ask me if I want to go drinking tonight.
Hey, Timbo, it's Matt motherfucking Lee. You want to head out for some drinks tonight?
Well, you know, Matt, I think I'm just going to stay home tonight and paint my figurines.
To everybody who's listening, fuck these guys. I have never once turned you down for a pint at 15 minutes notice.
No, but you turned him down for a pint because you wanted to paint figurines.
When did I do that?
Well, yeah, because I invited you to One Nights.
Yeah, you gave me like 5 minutes notice with that, and I was already full of paint in my hands.
You know what the best part about that is? Anytime I call this mofo with 5 minutes notice, he shows up.
Well, you're that much cooler than me,
I guess. It's fair. I really am. As long as you're aware that I'm way cooler than you.
Hey, you know what? Legend in your own mind, dude.
That's right.
Keep it up.
In my mind,
you're a
fucking
legend
dog.
In Timmy's mind.
That's right.
No, he's just conveniently available when I'm
available. Are you a local hero?
Well... That I'm the opposite of a local hero. Sometimes what's the anti-hero?
That'd be a villain.
Nemesis?
I'm a local villain, and you're a local hero.
That's right, because sometimes I solve crimes as well as
commit them.
Do them.
Commit them. That being
I'm more
said,
like a vigilante, I guess. I'm your local vigilante.
Well, hey, vigilante implies you're fighting for justice, even though you're doing it outside of the law.
Exactly.
Now,
that's me.
Now this
sitting
being
on cars and everything.
This being carefully said, and speaking about criminal, I went shopping at a certain store the other day.
Yeah.
And put a whole bunch of cases of pop on the bottom of the cart.
Yeah.
Girl didn't scan them, so I didn't pay for them.
Hey-o!
I'm a criminal.
Free is free.
That's right. And what are they going to do?
Hey, speaking of shopping, I got to give you guys shit about shopping at Walmart. Fuck that noise. What's
hey,
wrong
man.
With you guys?
We're fucking musicians, all right?
So am I.
We don't live rent and mortgage free like you, princess.
Called paid off, son.
Yeah, exactly. But that means you have more money going around. Me and this guy are broke motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Walmart is delicious.
We'd
not
be
to say
the blues,
that
Walmart is
I
the enemy. Now, Walmart is the enemy.
I did not just say that I stole from Walmart, by the way. That's not what I said. But fuck it. I'll shop at Walmart the rest of my life. You know why? It's cheaper.
Shop anywhere else.
Why?
I don't care.
It's more expensive. I don't give a fuck if they kill kids
you got
for
great,
it.
Great rates on cheese,
I don't mean
man.
That.
I got some old cheddar. I got some matzah. I got
yeah.
some parmesan.
Yeah.
I got some feta.
Yeah.
Best rates in town for
and
cheese.
And where else could you get City Slickers and
Semi-Pro
for $10? Not at fucking Rogers
Black
Video.
Blockbuster.
Not
I'll give you HMV,
anymore.
I'll give you the Beat Goes On, I'll give you Zellers, I'll give you anybody else but fucking Walmart.
I'm telling you, HMV is probably $17.99 for City Slickers.
Nah, probably not.
I need more beer.
Motherfucker. What's
your pat on the wall?
Yell at your wife.
Here we go, folks.
Yell at
So the deal, everybody, was that I got Matt's wife a glass with ice for her Coke, and then she was going to get us beer every time we pounded on the wall. Let's see if this works.
Yep. And then...
brings me, too.
I better...
We're all just gonna.
This is just us just banging on the
That's
wall like
the
little
beer
children.
Call. We'll see if Matt has Terra trained.
Oh, we didn't leave marks.
Yeah!
This is actually awesome. You rule.
Thank you. I want that one. It's colder.
Is that one warm?
High five.
No. There
I can see the blue. Terra. I can see the blue mountains.
And we've got Terra exiting
could
stage
you,
right.
Could you throw three more in the freezer, please? We love you.
That's
tell her you love her. Tell her you love her.
We love you.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got fresh beer.
Nicely
you know,
done.
You know what
that
I think we should
so
do?
Well.
I think we should open up Skype and see if anything funny happens. What do you guys think?
Skype that shit.
Okay.
Bring it.
We are now turning on Skype, and we're going to see what happens.
$5 says we get a guy beaten up.
I fucking hope so.
It'll probably be a gherkin that loves soccer.
Wait for it. Hello?
Hello?
Well, we can't hear you because this retarded guy I'm sitting next to is screaming.
That would be Tim Van Boss.
Are you there? Are you there, Ollie?
I'm here. I'm right here. Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's nice to speak with you, sir. Thank you for joining us on Legend in My Spare Time.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's nice to talk to you guys too.
How does it feel to be on a real podcast?
How's it feel? How's it gonna feel when I tell you to shut your fucking mouth?
Yeah. You know what? You're gonna
in your face, Matt Lees.
Matt, you know I'm joking. I love you, but all I've said is the Podbean stats don't fucking lie. Right, that's what I'm saying. How many episodes are you in? 23?
24.
On us, mate.
24, yeah, but you know what? The difference is we're grumpy old men, and you're still a young stallion, so you have more of an audience to pitch to. See what I mean?
Not really. If anything, it's taken you however old you are, you should have more going for you. You know, you should have more stuff to give to the people.
You should. There's a lot of you shoulds there.
Yeah, and what you're forgetting
we've
is
we've just had more time to alienate people. That's
exactly.
All.
Yeah, whatever, guys. Look, that's all I'm saying. You can't come home here slagging off my podcast. I'm doing well. What are you guys doing?
Good for you.
We're in a darkened room.
Yeah see, that's because they wanted to
turn
the
on the light.
Off.
Can you hit the light?
Yeah, he's going to hit the light. Now you're going to see the Reverend in all his glory. There he is. Look at the...
I see Man United.
Yeah, that was just for you. I put that there just for you. By the way, this is me here. I'm this hand.
Oh, get your head into the mix.
Wait, I'll show him my shirt.
There's enough room between us, you dumb son.
There we go.
England.
That's a fucking shirt and all.
Now, since I got you on the line, Ollie, we need to make a confession.
There's enough room for you to be seen, too.
I know. This motherfucker right here was dissing Footy and saying that only poor retarded kids play it. How do you feel about that?
What a shit. That's a silly assertion to make. It's a game of skill. What do you like? What sport do you like?
Any other sport, pretty much.
He only likes night.
Any other sport. That is a specific answer, my friend.
Come on. Soccer's for poor kids, and we all know it. You need a fucking rock. You need a rock to kick around. That's what they do.
And did you notice he called it soccer?
First of all, it's football.
Yes!
All right, that's its name.
You're not even wearing pads. It's not football.
The only reason that retards call it soccer is because they have a bastardized game called football in which you use your foot maybe, I don't even know how many times a game, whenever you're trying to score with your feet.
Yes.
It's not football. We have football.
There's body contact. There's real injuries.
We have rugby. We have rugby for that.
Okay,
thank you.
I respect rugby. Rugby's not a pansies game.
But neither is football. You ever played football? Come over here and play me at football. I will take you out, my friend.
Yes. I'm bringing the Rev to London, and we're going to kick his ass together.
No, bring it, man. Bring it. Look, I'm about 6 foot, and I weigh a metric ton. You ain't getting past me in defense, my friend.
And I just want to tell you, Ollie, I can pass the ball like Beckham, motherfucker. I'm just saying.
You can't do
that. Can't.
No.
Do you know what, then? Yeah, well, I thought so.
Maybe I can cross the ball like Beckham can right now, seeing as he's injured and can't kick a ball.
I won't have you insult him. He's still a fantastic player and can still cross. He's got some pace, but that's about it.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I love Beckham. I was only insinuating the fact that he's injured right now.
Mate, he'd still cross a ball better than all of us put
together.
That's
fair. It's fair, especially this big dummy right here.
What does cross a ball mean?
Oh, my God.
Crossing a ball.
I'm Canadian!
I don't give a fuck where you're from. Like, football is a universal language. This is why we're about to have the World
for
Cup.
Poor kids. I'm sorry, I grew up middle class. I wasn't poor enough to play soccer. We could afford the football fucking pads and stuff like that.
Sorry, don't cut him off. Oliver, sir, please go ahead.
I said, I can't remember. I think I was retorting you. Secondly, I just got to say, your national sport is ice hockey, no?
Mm-hmm.
No,
actually, it's lacrosse, yeah.
Lacrosse
is an
what kind
evil
of
fail
sport is that?
Dude, have you seen lacrosse? It is man. Take all the bloody hits.
I have mates on lacrosse teams for university. I've seen it played.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a gay sport.
Fair enough.
It's a great sport.
No, it's a gay sport, he said.
Gay sport, yeah.
Oh,
gay.
Man. Why? Because people put their health on the line because they're willing to take a hit?
Hey, man.
Wait. Okay,
come
again,
gosh. Soccer's for pansies.
Someone,
let him talk.
Someone whose preferred sport is rugby and played rugby for a few years. I'm not going to diss lacrosse players for that reason. It's just a gay game. You run around with little nets. Like, what are you fishing for a ball? It's bullshit.
I love this guy. Hey, you know what we should do, Ollie? Is we should introduce you because we yelled at you about your podcast, but our listeners may not know who the fuck you are.
You yelled at him about his podcast.
You were yelling.
You started yelling all together.
Yeah, you just started screaming. So it's Ben and Ollie's Not Quite Radio Internet Show. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry.
The moniker we go under was it's all my fault, really.
Okay.
There's your face. Yeah, it's Ben and Ollie's pre-recorded internet not quite radio show.
Right.
And it's nice and convoluted, which is why I like it.
Yeah. And you also record with Rock Band mics, don't you?
I've got one right in my shirt pocket right now.
Sweet.
Yeah, see, he either puts it in his shirt pocket or in his headband so that he can smoke at the same time.
Which, that's the reason it's in my pocket now, is so I'm rolling a fag right now.
There you go. Now, Reverend, it's not the fag that you think it is. Ollie, you know,
I know,
meaning for us.
Yeah, well, do you know, it actually, I don't know where the term thing comes from, but I once learned this. It happened in an ethics class, and our teacher was just known in class for, like, he was known in school for being gay. And someone called him a faggot, and he gave us a big history on what like faggot means. It used to be, I think, something that you used to like light a fire with.
Yeah, it was,
which is why
yeah,
you have fag
exactly.
as an R term.
Huh.
Yeah,
because it's like lit at the end. That's Ollie's little fact.
Yeah,
which is all
done.
That fun. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, you approve of Ollie's knowledge?
Well, I'm not going to tell him if he was wrong. I'd say no, you're fucking way out to lunch. This yeah. is what it is. But no, he's right.
You know what it is? It's the fact that Ollie didn't. He didn't say he got his information from Wikipedia, therefore, he believes it.
Exactly.
Hey, Ollie, are you a sci-fi guy at all?
Not at all, not in the slightest.
Oh, fair enough. Never mind then.
Hey, Ollie, here's one. You know Sikhs, right? The Sikh religion?
Yeah.
Do you know the symbol that they use?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you something that's on
Matt.
Yeah, Matt's going to show you. Tell me if this does not look like the Sikh symbol.
But he's not. He doesn't. He's not sci-fi. So he's
and
not
for the listeners,
know.
We're pointing at the window.
That symbol
in the
there.
Back.
Do you see that,
get
Ollie?
A little closer.
Yeah, it looks. It looks slightly like it. It's a little bit like it, I'd say. Yeah.
It's totally so, like the Sikh symbol.
It's not totally. It's not totally like it. It's a bit like it.
It's
so,
pretty close.
For those among us who aren't retards,
or able to
really?
See what we're doing.
Sorry about that. What it but actually is...
When you walk into a room and you see that, you figure it's the Sikh religion. I'm just saying.
No, it's the Rebel Alliance symbol from Star Wars, and fuck you, Reverend.
Because that's general knowledge, right?
Like Tiberius.
Right? Everyone, yeah. Or Theodore Kirk.
Ollie, do you see what I have to deal with?
I do. I feel very sorry for you, Matt.
But you have to deal with Ben, and that guy's a homo.
No, not so much a homo as a pedophile.
Well, fair. Isn't he
a pedophile?
Yeah. It's funny because he's definitely the whiny, uncool one of your podcast.
Oh, I can't say that.
But I can.
Kind of like you are for ours.
I can't agree. I love Ben.
Do you? Now,
I do. He's a really good friend of mine.
You know what? I got to say, I was all funny about him, making fun of him, but I definitely apologized to him on Facebook. Because remember that my little message where I said, I love your podcast, but Ben's a fag.
Matt makes friends everywhere he goes.
Yeah, this is why we have 3 listeners a week, which is the 3 of us in this room.
I don't listen to this shit.
Ben gets it a lot, like, and I've been trying to. If you've listened for a while, over the last few episodes, I've been trying to get more arrogant every time, so that people will feel sorry for him.
Yeah, but they don't.
Wait, who's trying to be more arrogant? You are?
Ollie is trying to be more arrogant, so people will feel bad for Ben.
Oh, just for picking on him.
Yeah.
It worked.
It doesn't work for our buddy AK. We accuse him of having herpes all the time, and people love that shit.
It's because he has herpes.
Yes! So, sorry, Ollie, if you could just say that again slowly and clearly so the listeners can hear what you said
AK
there.
AK has
herpes.
Yes,
thank
sir!
You very much. So it's even spread over there, huh? You heard it over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to try and spread the word as much as I can.
Absolutely.
A little guerrilla marketing campaign.
You know,
AK
it's funny.
He's going to spread the herpes.
Because we have been in a bar, and when 2 girls came over to introduce themselves to us, I introduced AK as having herpes.
Hi, this is
yeah,
my friend
that
AK.
Was a, that was a douchebag, cunt, cock-blocking move. For
it was.
Sure.
But it was
cunt.
Funny.
I heard cunt.
Oh, he did.
Cunt with a soft U.
Yeah. Actually, we wanted to discuss that, didn't we, Aldi? We wanted to discuss the word cunt.
I got to grab a pint.
Okay, go ahead. So we were discussing the fact that it's probably an Englishman that says cunt better than anybody, right?
I can only agree with this, yeah.
Okay, so let's have a little bit of a quick competition. Van Boss, why don't you go first? Now, oh, wait, before I do that, this guy right here is Dutch. And he is perfectly aware that as of Friday, when the World Cup starts, he's no longer my friend. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's completely fair.
Thank you.
I hate absolutely every single nation on the face of the earth during the World Cup.
Exactly. And they don't understand that over here. See, because I don't consider myself Canadian. I lived half of my life in England. I've lived here longer, but I'm, you know what I mean? I'm British at heart. So during the World Cup, everybody else can fuck off.
Because you live in Canada, so Canada can stay cool because they're not even in it.
No, is that just like the Welsh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the Welsh were never going to be in it.
No, that's fair.
Let's be honest.
And I do...
Maybe
I do.
Gareth Bale?
Pardon?
I think the only player I'm thinking of that's decent on the Welsh team is maybe Gareth Bale, maybe Aaron Ramsey as well, and Gareth Bale.
Right, because Giggsy retired. Because Giggsy said, "I'm tired of losing, so I'm going to retire from international football."
Did you see Soccer Aid the other day, Matt?
No, the charity game.
Yes. Do you know who was playing up front for the rest of the world?
No.
Zinedine Zidane and Mike Myers.
Is Zidane the guy that gave the other guy the headbutt?
Yes.
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
Fair enough. See, I heard that Woody Harrelson scored the winning penalty.
Oh, mate. Okay, here's what I've got to tell you, right?
Okay.
The goalkeeper we had, Jamie Theakston, okay, was caught in some sort of bondage place in Soho, which is like a sort of a bondagey place in London. He's technically now what's called a hero cunt, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
The man, I've never seen anyone flip between being a hero and a cunt so much. He saved like 3-4 penalties,
yeah,
but also let in the softest fucking goals in the world.
From Woody Harrelson, no less.
You know what? I was all right with that. I thought, look, if we're going to lose, there are two people I'd be okay losing to. One is Mike Myers.
Yeah.
And the other is Woody Harrelson. Otherwise, fuck you guys. They had Figo and Henrik Larsson as well. It's ridiculous.
Now, I also heard that the dude from Heroes really fucked up a corner kick.
Well, see, I didn't get to see that properly, but he didn't know how to take it. The commentators were saying. They were saying he didn't know how to take it at all.
Yeah. So he picked it up and threw it. Sorry, we got sidetracked with footy talk, but we were going to have a cunt off. So, cunt. Van Dutch,
yeah.
Let's hear it. Give us your best cunt.
Cunt.
Reverend?
Cunt!
Okay, here's mine. Cunt. Ollie?
Cunt.
See, this is way better.
Cunt.
Because he only says C-U-N, technically,
yeah.
Right?
Where we're from, certain parts in England, like you'll drop your T's, like water will become water and butter will become butter. So cunt becomes cunt.
Love it. And where did you learn the word cunt?
When I learned the word cunt? Well, I was, my mum and dad were never like all sort of shushy with the language. So there was a story I mentioned on the podcast. When I was young in primary school, I thought the word cunt, and I don't know how it translates over in Canada, but you know the word bugger?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I thought the word cunt was as bad as the word bugger, so I was like, oh, bugger, and I said it in school. Nah, mate. I called someone a cunt in primary school, so I would have been about 6 or 7.
can you just picture a little 6-year-old Ollie? Cunt!
Yeah, but when you think about it, wouldn't the word bugger should be worse than cunt?
No way!
No way!
A buggerer of children?
No, man! No!
A bugger is bad.
Yeah, see, bugger here in Canada has a really bad meaning. But when I was growing up in Britain, like bugger was just like a name, like buddy or dude. Like I think my grandma used to say, like, "Oh, you little buggers."
Yeah, that's what my English aunt always said. But when I think of the meaning of the word,
it means what it means as well. But say if you stub your toe, you'd be like, "Oh, bugger!" Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't say, "Oh, cunt."
Sometimes. Yeah. It depends on how hard you stub it.
Yeah, it's fair.
However, if you stub your toe, if you add an S onto cunts, it's perfectly acceptable. If you just shout the word cunts as soon as you like hurt yourself or something, that's fair enough.
Fair enough. I like the British logic on this.
The S changes everything.
Pluralization
for the win.
S, it's like you're calling the world cunts. Like, it's essentially fuck my life.
Okay. But
fair enough.
Better.
Hey, speaking of fuck my life, Tim is the one who got kicked out of his band because of our podcast.
Yep. Oh, poor fucker.
Yeah.
And the pity reaches across the pond.
Come on, they were a bunch of cunts anyways.
They actually kind of were, yeah. But yeah. I still love them.
Why would you still love them? They shafted you.
Dude,
say that.
No, I still love a cunt.
Suck it up. You hate them.
No.
We hate them.
You can hate them, but I still kind of love
them. I hate
them.
I don't even know them and I hate them.
See?
Exactly. That's me too.
Smart man.
I've never met them, but I piss on them if I seen them. Just as
soon
as I piss on a car tire.
Dude, I'm
going to
be the best man in one of them's wedding. It's not going to be a thing. Like, it's...
Fuck him too.
That's not my job as the best man. I'm supposed to play in the stag.
Wait. Do you hear that, Ollie? He kicked him out of his band and he's still asking to be his best man. I would have told him to fuck himself.
Yeah, I would have went and fucked his wife.
I still might.
Here's the problem, right? See, this is going out as an audio podcast. I can see him. I can see him, and I can see the hate in his eyes.
Exactly.
I'm a good liar. I've been in sales for a while.
Now,
double bird flip also sort of adds to it when you're mentioning it.
Yeah, you know, there was something else I wanted to ask Ollie's expert opinion on, but now I've blanked because we said too many cunts.
You can never say too many cunts.
Fair
cunny.
Enough.
Do you ever say cunny?
Cunny? No.
I've read it more than I've heard it. Like in
cunny?
Sense and Sensibility? What the fuck are you reading?
I don't know, but that reminds me.
What's his fucking name? Clive Barker.
Yeah.
I've seen him write cunny.
Do you mean like cunning?
No. It's like cunt.
Like cunning linguist?
But you add IE and you drop the T. It means the same thing.
Is it
thing.
The adjective verb? The adjective form of cunt?
I thought actually because Clive Barker's an English writer, I thought maybe it was an English.
No idea. My favorite nickname for Van Boss is Cunty McStunty.
That's quite good.
Yeah, I like that.
That's quite good.
You can feel free to call Ben that anytime you want.
Oh, no. I'll just call him a pedophile. Like, if you've ever seen Brass Eye, there is a great section where Chris Morris, or maybe one of Chris Morris's little lackeys on the show, he calls this guy a pedophile in about 80 different ways. So I've got ammunition for life.
Yeah, that's fair. But Ben seems like a very sensitive dude. So how long do you think it'll take for him to start to cry on the pod? Now, I'm a few weeks behind on your podcast. So have you made him cry yet?
He's dead. He shot himself on the last podcast. No, right. I don't think it's... Ben knows that, you know, we're joking. Like, in real life, we get along like a house on fire. Like, I'm going down to see him in the summer.
Uh-huh.
I have to go to this murder mystery thing. We really, really get along. But on the podcast, I'm good at insulting people. I'm good enough at it, so...
Fair enough.
But I might as well go down with it.
Like, yeah.
Ben just always joking about how much it hurts him, and I'm not sure how serious he is.
Oh, well, Ben, I'm not kidding. Fuck you, fairy.
Oh, you'll have made his day.
Good. He doesn't listen to this. Come on.
He's gonna when he realizes I'm on it. He's gonna be like, oh man, Ollie, more popular than me. I've gone on other people's podcasts. He's gonna give it a listen.
Tell you what, how about we name the episode "Fuck You, Ben"? Because then when he downloads it, he'll say, "Why are they hurting my feelings?" Matt, you say such hurtful things.
Stings.
Do you know what? If you do, I'm just here to say I don't endorse it. I have to say to you, Ben, if you're listening, I can't. I didn't endorse this. I fought them tooth and nail. They took it out of the edit.
Ben,
I threatened to storm out. I did everything I could. I tried to punch him. I ended up breaking my laptop screen. Nothing's working for me. I'm sorry, Ben.
So then, Ollie, why did you just send me a private message that says do it?
look
at it. You guys see the message?
No, this is all for Ollie, right?
Look, yeah.
Look, why do you, Ollie, why do you hate this Ben guy so much? You say one thing and then you do another.
Maybe it's unrequited love.
Try and usurp Ben, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Ben, we're just kidding. We love you. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck you, Ben. Fuck you, Ben.
As long as we don't apologize, everything.
Yeah, we're not allowed to apologize on this podcast anymore.
No, there are no apologies. We can admit when we're wrong, but we're not going to apologize for being
right.
wrong.
Because the first three or four episodes we put out, we pissed somebody off, and then I apologized. And one day Reverend said, you know, let's just stop apologizing.
No, it was every fucking time we did a podcast, we'd have to start the next one with a fucking apology. What a pain in the ass. And what a waste of time. We only got an hour or so.
Yeah, you
it's
know.
I don't like your politics.
But the Rev is a real prick. He's hated on, single mothers. He told a woman who complained, who was upset about a miscarriage, to suck it up, princess.
Yep.
He's not.
Do you know what? There's levels of being a cunt, and then there's being an absolute cunt. You know what I mean? Like, mate, you've passed that boundary. You're not a good guy.
Oh, I never. I haven't been accused of being a good guy in a long time.
That's fair. You know him
so
very.
I'm not accusing
you
of being a good guy. I'm accusing you of being not a good guy.
He's agreeing with you.
I think you're horrible. No, don't smile. I see you smiling. Don't do it. He's got video on here.
He's a horrible man, yeah. Isn't he?
I wish we could see you.
Yeah, why can't we see you?
He's naked.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
All right. Do you see that little blue button down there on the right? If you click that, your video will come on, right?
Mate, if you don't talk like that. Come on, it doesn't suit you, all right? I don't go around trying to do your Canadian accent.
What about this? EU dares wins. How's that?
You sound like a tard.
Did you say tard or tart?
Tard. With a D.
You
called
you retarded.
You saucy old git.
Were you trying to talk as in Only Fools and Horses?
I was trying to sound like Del Boy, and I did sound like Del Boy.
In which case, he would have said, he who dares rodders, he who dares. Didn't necessarily say wins.
But he often said wins. He who dares wins.
I use lots of
You kind of David sound like Jason. Bricktop when you do that.
Who's Bricktop?
From Snatch.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, Snatch.
Bricktop Bunny. Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones.
A footballer, I'll have you know.
Yeah, footballer.
Yeah, and oh, he was the baddest motherfucker.
Not only was he Welsh, but he also grabbed Gazza's testicles, and we can all love him for that.
And that's the picture that I'll always have in my head of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are harder footballers.
He must have grew up just poor because he was fucking mean.
You know what? If you put Roy Keane and Vinnie Jones in a wrestling ring, I think Roy Keane would come out on top.
Do you know who I think would beat them all single-handedly?
Who?
Only using his testicle.
Who?
Would be Nemanja Vidic.
Oh, Nemanja Vidic is a dirty motherfucker.
That sounds like
he's
a
the hardest man in football.
Yeah, you look at him and you know that he will fuck you up.
He'll eat your testicles.
Yeah, you would not want to bump into him in a dark alley, even for a blowjob.
Especially for a blowjob. Yeah.
I don't really know what that.
Matt seems to go into dark alleys looking for rough guys to give him head.
No, that's Tim Boss over here. So no. You've been listening to The Legend in my spare time.
God,
so Ollie, has the folklore of the bullet belt gotten to you yet?
It has not. No. Explain this to me.
Okay, so way back,
Jesus Christ.
We're gonna go way back into the Wayback Machine here. Our co-host AK, you know, the one with herpes. Oh, yeah. We got him. Hey! He's on video. Heyo!
Oh my God! Oh. Turn it off.
Oh, why does the reference say?
I ain't claiming to be no picture. This is a sock, by the way, around my microphone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the beat off. This sock. Is
a. I ain't got no picture.
Hey, is that your TV mounted to your wall?
Notice how the sock doesn't move. The more he moves it
it's
around, it
stiff.
Stays in the same position.
Oh. I'm sorry that these guys are making fun of you, Ollie.
We're making fun of his cum rag. That's
do you know what? They can make fun of me all they like. I'm looking at your shirt, mate. Shut your face.
My shirt's just as good as yours. You got stripes, I got plaid. What are you talking about?
Gay-ass lumberjack shirt. Shut your mouth.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
I don't
think
you got pants on.
I don't have pants on, so I don't even
know. He doesn't have pants.
They're called trousers, firstly. And no, I'm not wearing trousers. Do you know why?
Check your iTunes for part two of our special episode and find out if Ollie is wearing pants. Among other things. Price, crack, Tyson, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freezing, David Bowie, LPs, pool games, gold chains, what's names, and Edda Push, and Trevor Francis, track suits from a mush, and Shepherd's Bush. Push, 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 push. No income tax, no VAT.